Today we celebrate the feast of Saint Cecilia, Virgin and Martyr. And I have a personal connection with her, both from the fact that I have been a musician for a long time, and also because I lived in Rome when I first got there, with the rector of the Basilica of St. Cecilia, Trastevere, and I had many opportunities to go into the cloister and serve Mass in the mornings for the Benedictine nuns at the convent there. And I said my second Mass there at the main altar of the Basilica, with the choir, the Gregorian Chant Schola that I had been directing for years, singing, the nuns singing the propers. It was really, really lovely. So I have great affection for Cecilia. And tradition has it that she was a Roman girl and martyred around the year 230 during the time of Alexander Severus and the papacy of Urban I. And her cult in Rome is very old. As a matter of fact, the first basilica there was erected before even the Edict of Constantine. And her martyrdom is talked about in a work called the Passio Sancte Cecilie, the Passion of St. Cecilia. She was, according to this Passio, betrothed to a patrician. And on her wedding day, she said, "No, I won't get married because I have converted to Christianity," and she vowed perpetual virginity. And so Valerian then agreed that he also would be catechized and would become a Christian. And he and Valerian's brother as well were both baptized by Urban I. Now, this caused a ruckus, and they were arrested by the city prefect, and they were tortured terribly, and they were decapitated. As a matter of fact, the one who decapitated them was also converted by them. So anyway, seeing that Cecilia was the root of all sorts of problems with this conversion to Christianity business, and fearing the repercussions of a public execution of her, decided that he would kill her more clandestinely, and he had her sealed up in a steam room, like a steam bath. A lot of ancient Roman houses had these. And so she had her sealed up in this room, and then they brought the room up to an extremely high temperature in order to asphyxiate her to death. And after a couple of days, they opened it up and they found that she was still alive. And so the prefect ordered that she be decapitated, but the executioner couldn't cut her head off. And he tried three times and it cut very deeply into her neck, but they couldn't kill her. And he just stopped. He wouldn't chop anymore. And so after 3 days, Cecilia died. After having given all of her belongings to the poor and her home to the church, so that was the beginning of the cult of Saint Cecilia in Rome, which grew very swiftly. And her body was taken and put in the catacombs of Callistus, in a place of great honor, a place near the popes. And they found the inscription, which I included in the image that I used for today. And of course, then later on, at the time of, I think it was Pope Paschal the First. Paschal the First put his stamp on a lot of the ancient churches of Rome. He was Pope in the 9th century. He was responsible for putting some of the more beautiful mosaics into some of the churches of Rome. But anyway, he had her body translated to the Basilica of St. Cecilia in Trastevere, which he rebuilt them. And then in the Jubilee year of 1600, they rediscovered the sarcophagus of Cecilia, and they found in it a body of a young woman in a state of great preservation, and it was wrapped up in silk and gold. So anyway, Cecilia is there, and it was probably due to some kind of mistranslation in the passion of St. Cecilia that she came to be associated with music. But by the Middle Ages, she was already, the iconography of the saint, she was already showing up with, like, playing a little pipe organ or a keyboard or a harp or a musical instrument of some kind, sometimes accompanied by angels, which is very sweet. So let us, on this day, in a time when we are told by very fancy people that it's not right for some reason to try to convert people, let's ask the help of St. Cecilia so that in our own lives we will take opportunities, even though it might be inconvenient for us to, very inconvenient for us to give witness to our faith. Let's have the courage to give witness to our faith. Dominus obiscum. Oremus. Offerendo regi virginis post eam, proxime eus offerendo tibi in metitia et exultatione, aducendum templum regi domi.